The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Man, oh man, always things going on in the sports world. I want to start with that good stuff, to be honest with you. So much negativity that we can always go there. But on the good note, on a good side, Jerome Bettis. I like this man. He thanks his parents for teaching him how to be a father. And then he said to his son, "The best thing I can give you is this good name, so you better not mess it up." And I think there's a pretty good message there, to be honest with you. As he is a Hall of Famer, and same with Junior Seau. Got to welcome in Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, Dorf, man. I like to get to the positive side. We hear so much negative, and we hear it at the top of the hour all the time. It's good to focus on the positive, focus on the family, and focus on those good speeches, those good words from legendary professional excellence. We don't get it. We hear about Alden Smith, and we hear about all the other stuff, you know, Dalvin Cook and down at Florida State, that we get a positive influence on our Saturday afternoon, to really shape our weekend in sports.
Yeah, man, it's just unbelievable. Again, like I said, I could always start with that negativity, but on a positive today, we want to start out with a couple guys getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Junior Seau, who obviously is no longer with us, and then Jerome Bettis. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back in just a few, getting things warmed up here. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com, amesresearch.com.
It's one of the hardest surfaces around your home, but it could still use a little help. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share an easy-to-do project to spruce up your concrete right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. Almost every home has at least one. Sure, it may be durable, but it can also be an eyesore. What is it? Those dull, boring concrete slabs. Perhaps for you, it's the front porch or maybe a backyard patio. Add a little life to your concrete by using a translucent concrete stain. First, clean the slab thoroughly. You can use a scrub brush and a mild cleaner or go big and clean it with a pressure washer. Once the slab is clean, choose the color you like and apply the translucent stain. Translucent stains penetrate the surface, adding vibrant colors, but it still allows the characteristics of the concrete to show through. Once dry, leave it as is or add an extra protective layer of masonry sealer. The result is a patio with pizzazz. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's with me each and every week. You can join us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, a lot happening in the sports world. We know there's a lot of baseball. We know there's a lot of guys getting in trouble, a lot of injuries happening early in this training camp, and that's never a shock, Jeff. I love it when I hear people, oh, so-and-so's injured, this and that and the other, and it's pretty much par for the course when you get these camps going. Guys come in out of shape, and guys wind up getting hurt.
And it's summer. It's not really a time that football is naturally played. A lot of these guys do come out of shape, and a lot of these guys are just victims of playing a dangerous game. I mean, you know, and we do report it a lot. We do see a lot more of the practices now with the way that we're let in via Twitter, Periscope, Snapchat, all the social media outlets. We see a lot more than we used to back in the day. I think injuries are reported on a more consistent basis now, except for maybe at Bill Belichick's camp. And it's just the nature of the game. You know, a lot of these guys are just sidelined. They're on the extra cycle. It doesn't mean they're going to miss any significant time when the games start becoming important at the beginning of September.
The one thing that we are seeing, and it's somewhat disappointing, to be honest with you, with the fight that happened on the field the other day. Look, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, these guys are professional athletes. They want to win. But I think you leave the fight to the season versus the preseason training camp stuff and leave that anger for early September and get yourself in shape here in August.
You know, training camp fights are a part of the National Football League. Teams fight amongst themselves. These combined practices like Washington and Houston had, it's just an extension of what you get used to seeing. You know, guys are feisty, guys are fiery, looking to compete for jobs, to make that final 53. And when you can't get, you know, and when frustration flares up in early August, this is going to happen. It's unfortunate when it happens between two teams because it's a bigger story that way.
Yeah, especially when it's on TV for everybody to see it. You know, it's like, that was like maybe the worst possible thing that you could ever have happen if you're a fan of those teams and if you're the people that decided, hey, let's put this on TV. I mean, that's bad all the way around, Jeff.
Oh, it's too much exposure. You know, it's one of those things. I guess the only thing that worse that could have happened would have been one of the teams walking off the field or mutiny or something like that. But, yeah, this is ugly. This is what we get for broadcasting literally everything and anything. We're chronicling this stuff too much, and we're getting too much of a front row seat. These are things that, you know, reporters had a code. And, you know, I hear Mike Jarecki, who's one of our Cardinals insiders here in Phoenix, say, hey, I'm not going to report a fight unless the coaches talk about it in the press conference afterwards and then it becomes fair game. So there's something of a code, but, you know, you can't turn the cameras off, and that's what happened with this practice.
Yeah, the codes are thrown out when you're on, the cameras are on you. I mean, so there is no code other than maybe to go out there and handle yourself like an adult and realize that you're out here to practice and you're out there to get yourself in shape. And again, leave the fight till September when the games mean something. This doesn't mean anything other than the fact that you're trying to get in shape, you're trying to build some camaraderie with the guys, you're trying to learn a new system potentially, and then older guys, you know, just working themselves back into shape, and the younger guys trying to prove something, you know. So again, it's just, it's disappointing, and like you said, you know, it's the exposure. It's all that exposure that we throw out there for everybody to check things out, and then when you see it, sometimes it's uglier than you really want it to be, and it's not everything that it's cracked up to be either. So, you know, the best place to go watch a training camp, if you ask me, again, I'm going to sound biased, but truth of the matter is there something just unique and special about it? You know, you ride your bike over there with players. You enjoy that. You talk to the guy actually as you're moving around there. And I'm talking about what the Green Bay Packers have going on. Kids ride their bikes with the players over the practice. You talk to the guys the whole way there. It's a great experience, Jeff. It really is, and it is so cool for a young kid to go out there and be able to experience what the Green Bay Packers and that tradition brings each and every single season, man. I don't know how to say it, and I know I'm sounding biased and like a homer, but there's just something so special and so unique about what the Green Bay Packers do on and off that field, Jeff.
Now, do they do their training camp off-site, or do they do it right there in the city of Green Bay at Lambeau Field?
Right there in the city at Lambeau Field. I mean, there's really no other reason. There's nowhere to go, man. I mean, think about it. That town is given so much to that team that I think that out of respect, they don't go anywhere, and they just keep everything simple.
Well, I'll tell you what. I remember I used to enjoy as a child going to Cleveland Browns training camp, which was over on the east side of town. The team facility is over on the west side. And we'd go to a remote training camp, and it was almost like a retreat for these guys. I appreciated it with the Arizona Cardinals going up to Flagstaff, and now they've moved their training camp into town, and I think it's kind of sad. I like the getaway. I don't know that you need to get away from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the same way that you need to get out of Phoenix, Arizona in the summer. But I like the idea of training camp getting away. The Cleveland Browns on Friday night went down to Ohio Stadium, you know, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes, for their scrimmage. Uh-huh. It was a great experience for Middle Ohio, and I think that remote training camps for a lot of teams, maybe that's not the case in Green Bay, but remote training camps, I think, are a wonderful idea. I think that it gets the guys out of the mindset of like the all-business approach they're going to have to take from Labor Day through the end of the season. But this, you know, getting away for training camp, I saw it with the Browns back in the 80s. They practice at their own facility now during the month of August. But I like the idea of getting away.
I mean, look, in this case here in Arizona, and by the way, I know we do have some callers, so callers, hang tight. We're about to hit a break, and I will take you on the other side. So, Dave, hang tight. Anybody else we got, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We definitely want to talk to you, so hang tight. I just don't want to cut you off too quickly because we've only got about a minute or so before I got to take a pause for the cause. But, you know, I agree with you to some sense that it makes sense to leave Arizona. However, on the other hand, maybe that sun toughens you up. Maybe that sun makes you get better endurance a little bit quicker. Maybe that sun isn't so bad as long as you go out there and you protect yourself by hydrating yourself, drinking your Gatorade, replenishing after you're done. So, look, I train all summer long in that heat. I lose a lot of weight every summer. I get cut up. I get shredded. There's something about that just does something for you, and it's mental, it's emotional, it's physical. You have to be tough, Jeff, all around to battle that Arizona sun. It's not easy going out there in 110 degree heat, but there's something to be said for guys that can hack that. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. But there's also something tranquil for getting away from it. I'm coming to you this morning, as a matter of fact, from Bellingham, Washington, up near the Canadian border of the Pacific Northwest, and just sitting there seeing that water, some of the things that we miss in Arizona, it's just amazing. Great to get away and great to experience the way the rest of the world tends to live in these summers, with cooler nights and more scenic water views.
Hey, look, I'm not going to lie. Every now and then I like to get out of here. You know, I get to Munn's Park, which is only about an hour and a half away, but the elevation helps it out. And, you know, weather there's 80, 85 during the day, 50s, 60s at night. So I'm not going to say I don't like to escape every now and then. But even still, man, there's hiking there that I do. And believe me, man, that's not easy. You're hiking in 6, 7,000 feet elevation. And you still got to get through it. That's a different animal. The elevation, you know, think about Denver, what they go through with that mile higher and stuff like that. So elevation is a different animal, too. It is what it is. The heat, I think it's cool that the Packers keep it all right there so that everybody can enjoy it. And why not, man? Give back to the city that's given so much to you. It's owned by the people, like I always say, for the people, by the people, and because of the people. Anyways, we are, too. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll pick you up on the other side, Dave. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot of things happening in the sports world, as we always know. Like I said earlier, starting out with that positive and not so much of the negative. We know about Alden Smith and the disaster there in San Francisco. We know about it. We're not oblivious to the situation. But I chose to go a different route and talk about a good guy, Jerome Bettis, and Junior Seau, who's no longer with us, man. Bettis, really, really great runner, man. Really was. Just a tough guy. Same thing with Junior Seau, to be honest with you. Just a tough guy. Great player. Went out there and threw his body out there and laid it all on the line for us. Speaking of laying it out on the line for us, we got a caller. Dave in Mesa, Arizona, giving us a phone call. Dave, what's up? You got Jeff. You got the Dorf, man. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
No complaints, man. You know, just living that dream. I'm here in paradise and 100 and some odd stupid degrees out today. So we'll just continue to live this paradise.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Hall of Fame induction thing because I recorded it. I DVR'd it. And obviously, I watched it last night. And when you see moments with Jerome Bettis and also with Junior's family and stuff, you take all that stuff personal-wise, whether you like these guys or not, when they played, and you just respect everything that they did for the game when you see that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look, I always respected Jerome Bettis. I always liked the way he played. You know, the bus to me was a guy that just was a hard-nosed player. He'd get you that 1 or 2 yards if you really need it. You know, he would do just about anything you needed out there on the field. And I think he's one of those really good guys. I like what he does as far as analyzing the game, too. I think he's a very good student of the game. All around, I've never had a problem with Jerome Bettis. Jeff, have you ever had a problem with Jerome Bettis?
Well, I grew up a Cleveland Browns fan, so I'm not in a position to give any respect to any Pittsburgh Steeler. But, you know, Jerome Bettis, when you needed a yard, he gave you four.
Yeah.
You know, even at the end of his career, when you could only give him 5 or 6 carries a game, he gave you big first down. So that's a big deal. But, you know, I also want to mention Junior Seau. Guys like him, guys like Duerson, that, you know, people say you take the easy way out. They end up giving their lives. And they gave their lives for the game. How they ended their lives, not such a big deal. But the fact that these guys literally run through a wall for you and ask the coach when they can do it again, that's Junior Seau. That was the way he was on every team he played for. And to hear his family, you know, or not to hear his family speak, but to hear people speak on the play of Junior Seau and Jerome Bettis for that matter, it really sums up what they did on the field and what they'll, you know, and what Bettis will continue to do off the field as an ambassador of the game.
Yeah, and he gave his son a really good message, too. Look, the best thing I can give you is our great name. Don't mess it up. Dave, I know you're a huge Cardinal fan. How do you feel about the Redbirds, man?
Well, you know, it's funny. Listening to Jeff growing up a Cleveland fan, boy, that's got to be tough. But interesting you bring that up because of everything that's taking place now, obviously the Redbirds, we've got to keep Carson Palmer upright. But
yep.
I was talking with my wife earlier. She's a big football fan, too. I think this is the year right now. We've got to do something right now because the window, look, we got a great GM. We got a great coach.
Yeah.
We need a great quarterback. Do we have that? Carson's never won a playoff game. We all know that. He's, you know, he's a Heisman Trophy winner and USC and all this stuff. We've got the team right now. We've got to do something, and Carson is the key. We've got to keep him upright.
Hey, I heard some rumors potentially that maybe they would decide about bringing Anquan Boldin back, or there's some interest both ways. How would you feel about that? I think it'd be cool. I mean, he and Fitzy back on the field together again. Anything that you're hearing about this, and would you like this potentially?
I haven't heard anything about it, but the bad blood from back in the day. But, of course, he had the bad blood with the offensive coordinator at the time, which was the guy who went to KC. Look, Anquan's still got game. We all know that. He can still catch the ball. We know that. He's proven that, you know, time and time again after he left here. So would I like to see him back? I'd love to have him on my team. I mean, what team wouldn't want a guy like that on your team? He's got to catch the ball.
I agree, man. Jeff, hold on one sec, Dave. Jeff, I know that you made a comment on, I can't remember what it was, but Anquan Boldin potentially coming back to the Cardinals, would that be good, bad, or do you not even care?
No, I think it would be excellent for the Arizona Cardinals to get someone, especially with Michael Floyd out. You know, that Fitz and Boldin combo was golden from day one. Anquan Boldin, it doesn't matter where he is. You know, here's another reason I'm going to have to turn in my Cleveland card is because when Baltimore won the Super Bowl a few years ago, Anquan Boldin got big first downs on third and forever. Flacco threw wounded ducks, and Anquan Boldin found a way to keep the chains moving for the Baltimore Ravens. A little diminished in San Francisco, and obviously he'd be diminished in 2015 if they found a way to get him to the Arizona Cardinals. But yeah, that's a big move. You know, anything you could do to make it easier on Carson Palmer or whoever ends up under center, because we know Palmer doesn't have an easy time playing 16 games. Anything you can do to make it easier on those guys is a benefit and an asset to the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, Dave, and I agree with you. You got to keep Carson Palmer upright. He's got to stay healthy. The truth of the matter is I've always said this about Carson Palmer, and again, I'm not going after anybody. I'm just trying to be real and give people a better idea of what really those numbers that he has that sometimes look really, really good. But think about it like this. A lot of the games that he was playing for many, many years, his team was trailing, so he wound up having to throw the ball, so your numbers are going to get inflated. So that's the one thing that kind of scares me about Carson Palmer is, do we believe those numbers that he has, that he is able to put up, and can he do that when his team isn't necessarily trailing and behind all the time? And you know, that's the question I have about Carson Palmer, Dave.
Well, last year, when Carson was still healthy before he got hurt, the Cardinals were finding ways to win games. We haven't seen this in Cardinal lore forever. They were finding ways to win the games. And I think they still have that capability. They've got all the tools. But I agree with you. Carson's numbers back when he was with the Bengals, right, they were trailing and yep. da-da-da-da-da. But here's a question for you, Andy. There's 6.5 billion people on this planet.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me there's only seven, and you can only probably name me seven guys who are potentially great quarterbacks right now in the league.
No, you're right. It's kind of scary when you think about it. And in such a quarterback's league, we don't have, you know, 20 good quarterbacks. You've got a handful, like you're saying. And then after that handful, it goes down quite a bit after that again. So I agree with you.
I disagree with you, Dorf, Dave. I think that we have probably 50 or 60 good quarterbacks, and the elevated play of guys like Aaron Rodgers at the top there just make it difficult for us to look at the bottom 23 of the the bottom 27 of the 32 starters and look at these guys and say, well, these guys are really good quarterbacks, because they are, but on a comparative level with the elite in the game, they don't stack up. And I think it's the disparity between the disparity between the top and the bottom there with quarterbacks. I don't think that there aren't 30 good quarterbacks. I think that there's just five or six that are so much better.
Well, I think those five or six have such a skill set that the other 25 that you're talking about just can never attain. So I mean, yes, they're good. They're all good, man. They're professional players. They're all good, but there's only one Aaron Rodgers. There's only one Tom Brady. There's only one Peyton Manning. There's not a lot of guys out there that I trust throwing the football, to be honest with you. And I think that's more what Dave is saying. And again, I agree with it, Dave. Dave, we're going to let you have the final word here because we're up against it.
I don't really have a final word, but I appreciate talking to you, Andy. I know it's been a long time, and say hi to Fred for me and stuff, and we'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Appreciate it, Dave. Always love when hearing you call, and I know you're an avid sports guy, especially with the Arizona Cardinals, so always appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Dave and Mesa. Anybody else, man, get on board. 1-800-878-7529. You can get to us anywhere in the country. We love taking calls from all over the place, so get at us. But no, again, going back to the Anquan Boldin thing, man, I think it'd be pretty cool, to be honest with you, for him to be able to come and close out his career, you know, at a place where he started and got everything rolling. So truthfully, at the end of the day, I think it'd be a win-win for the Arizona Cardinals and Anquan Boldin. You tie up the bad blood, and you bring a guy back that, you know, did a lot of great things for your organization, Jeff.
No, absolutely. You know, Anquan Boldin was a different player when he was trying to get out of town after the Super Bowl. You know, we saw it visibly during the Super Bowl. He had problems with Todd Haley. He had some growing up to do. I think that his maturity has finally matched his talent, which is tough to do. You know, it's not a, that's not a given. And Anquan Boldin, I don't think this is a real thing, quite frankly. I think it, it's great to discuss in theory, but when it comes down to it, how are they going to get him from a division rival into their camp?
You know what? We've seen it many a time before, man. You know, you make a mistake and you think that you can give a guy up because he doesn't have much left in the tank, you know, and we've seen it so many times before. Maybe that would be the fire. Maybe that would be what would get him going to go out there and produce against the San Franciscos and the Seattles of the world and give the Cardinals a really good shot at maybe shocking everybody and winning this division. You never know, man. I mean, everybody talks about Seattle. Everybody thinks that they're the best all the time, but I don't know, man. These Cardinals, the Redbirds have been tough for years, and I think the truth of the matter is Dave hit the nail on the head, too. Time is now, man. They got to produce. This is the season. Anyways, we got to produce, too. We got to get the heck out of here, take a pause for the cause. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Box USA Radio Network.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like Tannoy studio monitors, $99 each, or select cables and drumsticks, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $6.99 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now.
800-428-1570. Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things going on in the sports world, as they always are. We all know that. Tons of things happening. a little bit of positive with the bus and Junior Seau getting into the Hall of Fame. A little bit of that negative with Alvin Smith and the problems with him off the field. Sometimes they're bigger than what you can do on the field. They really are. And those are the guys that suffer and pay the price. Even when you have great talent, to be honest with you. Sometimes those things that happen off the field, too big of a problem, too big of an issue to take on and continue having someone, even if they have a ton of talent. Speaking of a ton of talent, John Poulter, our professor of sports, is now joining us. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Hope you are as well, and good morning to you, Jeff, out in the Pacific Northwest there today.
Yeah, I can see your country across the bay here. It's pretty crazy there, John Poulter.
We keep waiting for you to visit this great country, Jeff. Hope that's going to happen soon.
I just don't have the documentation to get across the border. Yeah, I don't have the papers, which is kind of ironic from an American that lives in Arizona.
Hey, John, let me ask you something here. We talked about the trade deadline a little bit last week, and we said, you know, we got to kind of sit back, wait and see how things are going to develop and what's going to happen. Well, good news for your Toronto Blue Jays. Winners of 7 straight, 9-1 in their last 10, 2.5 behind the New York Yankees. Is this becoming a reality now?
It's starting to look like it might be. I guess we have to sit back and look at it from the standpoint that we often do and talk about on this show, is that no one's as good as their last 10 games and no one's as bad as their worst 10 games. And the Blue Jays certainly have done very well since they made that two huge trades the week of the trade deadline, getting first Tulowitzki from the Rockies and secondly David Price from the Tigers. I guess both guys have come up big in the games that the Jays have played since Tulowitzki arrived here. He did not start one game, and they lost that game. The other games that he has started, which is 10 games, the Jays have won all 10. And David Price has had two magnificent starts, Monday and Saturday, against the Twins and Yankees, respectively, going 7 innings one night, 8 the other. And in those 15 innings, has given up a total of 1 earned run. So if you want to look at it from a success standpoint, those two guys have made a huge impact, and they've closed it to 2.5 games now with the Yankees. It's still 4 in the loss column, but the good news is even if they lose today, they can't come home any worse than they were when they left for the series on Thursday night. So I think it's great news all around. I'm just sitting here with my fingers and my toes crossed, hoping that it's going to continue.
Hey, John, I want to pick up on an email string that we went back and forth on regarding the David Price trade. Your theory is that if he goes 10-2 in his last 12 starts and the rest of the team plays 500 baseball, they end up with about 85 wins, which isn't World Series caliber. It's probably not playoff clinching this year. Taking what's happened in the last 10 games, do you have a new confidence that perhaps when Price doesn't pitch, they could play maybe 6-4 over 10-game stretches or even 7-3 and perhaps even prove your words from just a couple of weeks ago up?
Well, I still have mixed feelings about it, Jeff, from the standpoint that, it's, as we talked about, it's still a very small sample size. I still don't think they're as good a team as what we have seen in the last week to 10 days. I still think they paid way too much for Price, unless we know for sure that he's going to re-sign at the end of the year, and I still think the odds on that are far less than 50-50. If he does re-sign, I'd sit back and say that was a great trade all around. But as it sits right now, I don't see the Jays playing much better than 550 baseball in the days that Price doesn't pitch, and I still don't think that's going to get them to the World Series. I think the Cardinals are the best team in baseball, and obviously to win the World Series, you've got to beat the other league. And I still think Kansas City, top to bottom, is probably a better baseball team than the Toronto Blue Jays are in terms of balance and depth. So to answer your question, I may rethink it, but perhaps my projection of 500 on the days when Price doesn't play might be upgraded a little bit now, given how this team has come together with Ben Revere, who has been a great addition as well as Tulowitzki. Yeah, I can see it getting a little bit better, but I don't see it getting to 600, and frankly, I think it has to get to 600 for them to be a serious season-winning contender.
Hey, John, let's keep it going in the American League, and if you don't mind, let's just keep it American League, because we're going to have you join us in hour two, and then we'll talk National League in hour two, and then whatever else comes to us. But looking also here in that Central Division, obviously Kansas City has a huge lead now, over 10 games, over 10.5 over Minnesota, 11.5 over the Tigers, but that's what I wanted to talk to you about was the Tigers with them getting rid of people this week. Are you surprised that they didn't have a real, real fire sale? And on that sense, what's going on in Detroit? Because there's way too much talent. I know that they're missing one of the best hitters in baseball, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of talent there and not a lot of wins to show for it.
Yeah, there's a couple of funny things going on in Detroit that are puzzling me. The one that you mentioned, the fact that there's way too much talent on the field for them to be playing at the level that they're playing at is a surprise. It looked as though they had thrown in the towel when they traded Price and a couple of other guys last week and didn't get any what I would call major league ready caliber players back in those deals. That surprised me. What surprised me even more was the fact that 2 days after the Price deal, which you would assume had ownership's blessing, they let Dave Dombrowski go. And Dombrowski's not some rookie general manager. He's a longtime respected man in the baseball field. I thought it odd that they allowed Dombrowski to make those deals and then let him go a couple of days later, saying they wanted to go in a different direction. I thought the timing of those two situations was a little bit odd. And then there was that nasty shoving match in the dugout on, I believe it was Friday night, between James McCann, the catcher, and Iglesias, the shortstop, where it looked as though, I didn't see the play that McCann was questioning, but it appears that McCann questioned Iglesias' hustle, not diving for a ball in the, I believe, in the fifth or sixth inning, and there was a huge shoving match in the dugout. Those kinds of things are always nasty. The Yankees and the A's got away with it in the 70s. I'm not sure anybody gets away with it in the 2000s. So lots of funny things going on in Detroit, and to me they've kind of gone halfway. When you get rid of your GM, especially a respected guy like Dombrowski, it almost indicates that you're ready to have a complete fire sale, and they didn't have a complete fire sale, as you've pointed out. So a little bit of a mixed message there from Detroit. They're clearly feeling the heat from some of the other teams. They're not in Kansas City's class. I think they expected to be better than Minnesota, although they look as though they're coming back to the pack a little bit. So lots of puzzling things going in the Motor City, and I don't think we've seen the last of it yet by any chance.
Is it fair to say that you know, they missed their window, to be honest with you? You know, they were competitive for year in and year out. You know, the past 5 years, let's say, have they missed their window? Is it done? Do they really need to just go in a different direction?
Yeah, it would appear so. I guess the fact that they were unable to sign Scherzer was probably the first signal. Then they started trading little bits and pieces that at the time did not appear to be major pieces. But when you look back at it, it looks like they did miss the boat. And, of course, Cabrera has been hurt almost as much as he's been healthy the last 2 or 3 years. And we all know that when he's healthy, he's one of the best hitters on the planet. And I think the only reason he's dropped out of the batting title race now is that because of his injuries, he doesn't have enough plate appearances to officially qualify for the title. But other than that, I still think he's probably, he and Harper and a couple of other guys are the best hitters in the game. And I think Detroit has missed that window because most of their talent is getting a little bit long in the tooth.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John. Let me take it across Lake Erie to Cleveland. I know they're a team that's not really relevant in the stretch here, but they made a splash in the 2013 season. First of all, landing Terry Francona as their manager, but
bringing in two free agents, Nick Swisher, they had a little bit of the home field advantage being in the state of Ohio where he went to school. But Michael Bourne was a guy that they brought in at the end. It would seem like a coup d'etat for the Indians at the time. You know, 2.5 seasons later, here we are. I'm not surprised from what I remember in 2013. I'm not surprised that they're being traded considering the Indians are contending. But the fact that they're both waiver wire deals in August, Chris Johnson going back to Cleveland, and a lot of money switching hands. It seems like the Indians unloaded their albatross and inherited the Braves. What do you make of a trade like this after the deadline?
Well, it was a little bit surprising from the standpoint that, to your point, I always thought Michael Bourne was one of the guys that the Indians would probably build around. I think they had that intention with Swisher, but he seems to have been injured as much as he has been active in the last couple of years, and that probably came into the equation. I sort of got the impression that, you know, it's my problem for your problem, as you've pointed out, and for both teams it seems a little strange because both teams appear to be in a rebuilding mode, and here they are exchanging expensive contracts, and that's probably the only reason, apart from the way that any of them have played this year, that all three of those guys went through waivers. I suspect that both teams tried to trade these players before the July 31 deadline, probably didn't get the takers they wanted, so it's just a question of doing a little bit of shaking up on both sides. But, you know, disappointing seasons, I think, both in Atlanta and in Cleveland, probably more so in Cleveland than Atlanta. I think Atlanta were resigned to the fact that they were starting a rebuilding process, but to have these kinds of guys change hands is strange. But Swisher had a great debut yesterday for the Braves. He had a great play at first base, and he didn't embarrass himself at the plate either. So maybe a change of scenery does everybody good here.
Hey, real quickly, John, only a minute left here. So Houston, L.A., Angels and the Rangers, do the Rangers have a little bit of a push in them? Are we going to see something out of them?
8-2 in their last 10. They picked up Mike Napoli on Friday, and he hasn't looked out of place in his return to Texas. Prince Fielder is playing reasonably well, and you know, I looked at the AL batting stats one day during the week after Cabrera had been eliminated because of the lack of plate appearances, and Prince Fielder was leading the American League in hitting. I see Kipner now is back at the top, but that's a pretty strange thing when you think of a guy the size of Prince Fielder leading the league in hitting. You know there's no infield singles on those numbers.
Absolutely. Hey, John, appreciate you taking time out in this hour. We're going to catch up with you in about a little less than an hour, and we're going to break down the National League, so appreciate you taking out double duty time for us here on the program today.
Not a problem at all. Always my pleasure, and look forward to chatting in an hour.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports, joins us each and every week. We just broke down the American League, got a little bit of a feel for what's happening there. National League coming up in hour number two. Keep it close. One final segment. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Real quickly, got to mention we are brought to you in part by today's homeowner television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And we are also brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, Elton John, Tina Turner, or James Taylor, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song, it's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Hey, Jeff, in the final moments we have here of this hour, we didn't put a lot of stock in the Alden Smith thing, and rightfully so, just because, again, there's so much negative that we see all the time. However, I just want to get inside your head. Do you think the San Francisco 49ers handled this in the right way?
Yeah, you feel bad for Alden Smith, but you got to cut bait after incident, promise after promise. You know, and he's still not really taking accountability for his actions. Sorry if I offended is not an apology. And the 49ers have to go in a different direction. What a crazy offseason for the San Francisco 49ers, from Harbaugh, all the early retirements, the deal with this Alden Smith thing. Man, just a bad time for an organization that looked like, quite frankly, they were in their window, and it looks like that window got slammed shut this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. You know, Kaepernick definitely took a downhill last season. You have Jim Harbaugh get out of there. You have all kinds of things happen. I agree with you, man. Just a lot of bad things going on there in San Francisco. And sometimes, man, the talent, like I said, it just doesn't matter. If you can't get it together off the field, you're a problem. You're a disaster. You're a distraction. And sometimes, well, all the time, the NFL is going to be bigger than one individual. And teams are going to be bigger than one individual. Anyways, for Jeff, for myself, for Scott, and for John Poulter, that's hour number one. Keep it close. Hour number two on the horizon. We'll be back with more Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.